So they waited. One day, two, three, a week, 2 weeks, a fortnight, a month, 2 months, a year, 2 years, three, 10, 20, 30, 40 years, 45 years.
We began to get a nasty feeling that he might not be coming back.
Then one midnight as we watched, a night-shirted figure in curlers ran out of the piano shop shouting,
"Help! Help! What are you? Help! Ow!
Ow! Ow! Ow! Steady, steady. Oh, take it easy. Take it easy. Mad Dan, settle down, boy. Now, what's happened?
The piano clubber's piano. It's gone. It was stolen while I was asleep.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I was sleeping on it.
What key were you sleeping in?
I was sleeping in A-flat.
Capitalist.
I got the money.
However, the piano clubber can't be far away. The show only lasts another few minutes. Lalkana!
We are here. We are waiting. What is
this? This is no time for witty sallies, Lalkana. Where are you?
Here, sir, here.
Silence when you answer me.
Silence for you, especially.
It's the Lalkika.
What is it you
want? I want you to head the dreaded piano clubber off. You've got your whistle?
Imbambalab.
Right. If he hits you with his piano, give a loud blast and blow your whistle.
Supposing I am getting killed, though.
Then give three blasts and lay in the direction of down. Is that clear?
Now he tells me. All right, all right.
Splendid. To your duty. Wait. Listen. Ow. Ow. Did you hear that? The piano club has signature tune. It came from down that street.
Well done, Nelly.
While our heroes are seeking out the piano clubber, I'd like to tell you current BBC news. The deputy light controller of overseas home service programs has become engaged to Ethel Kroll. This has caused quite a stir, as Ethel Kroll is married to Fred Ponk, outside broadcast engineer. It promises to be quite an interesting battle of wits. I think that these snippets of news show that the corporation is not without its thrills. We return now to the mundane goon show, who have now sighted the piano clubber.
Oh, I'm glad he finished.
Look, there he is, in that alley.
I get him when he plays again.
Got him! I got him in his Sinatra in G minor.
After him! Follow the trail!
The trail led them to a lonely Armenian lapis lazuli villa in Piccadilly Circus.
He must be around here somewhere.
I tell you, I don't like the look of it.
Well, stop looking at it then.
Ow! Ow! Somebody threw a stone at my head, and it hit me right on the head.
Yes. And there's a piece of paper wrapped around it.
My head?
It's got writing on it.
What's it say?
Sorry, Eccles, I meant to hit Seagull.
Signed the dreaded piano clubber, and it came from the top window.
Hand me my telescope. Gad, it's Count Peel's Moriarty. Come down, Count, or we'll throw echoes at you.
No, not that. I'll come down with my hands up.
Echoes, keep him covered.
Oh, I've got a blanket.
Come on, Moriarty.
Don't shoot me. Don't shoot me. I've got a headache.
Explain to us and the listeners the reason you attacked Mr. Crun with a piano.
Well, I was on
the... Allow me to do the talking, Moriarty. I have the teeth.
Right. Exactly. Exactly, who are you?
I'm exactly Gridpipe Thin, his lawyer.
How do you spell it?
Lawyer, lawyer.
I mean, how do you spell Gridpipe Thin?
S-M-I-T-H.
Why do you spell it like that?
I'm in disguise, you see. Inspector Moriarty attacked Crun for a piece of string.
You risk life imprisonment for a piece of string?
I had to have it. My trousers are coming down.
Lalkaka, take these men away and end the story.
All right, all right.
Taking wood. Come along, come along.
At last, the piano clever and a lock and key. Ha, ha, ha.